Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bruins get home ice back with a win in Toronto last night. We'll talk to Mike Milbury about that in 20 minutes at 8:20. Celtics, who barely lost at home in the regular season, lose at home in the playoffs, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Tomorrow, roadshow number one, Brattleboro, Vermont. We will be at the Stone Church. Guest leads Curtis tomorrow, as we always do at roadshows. All right.
We'll be there.
We'll have the guest lead mic. I believe I have some limited edition WEEI trucker hats, which I can hand out if your guest lead is lead hat worthy.
And the hottest dessert in America. I have a box of Drake's Boston Cream Yodels.
Oh,
I'll be chucking those.
Jeez, you're going to be handing those babies out willy-nilly?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, come meet Johnny Yodel in person tomorrow in Brattleboro, Vermont. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
I never thought I'd see the day, but we have some good news for travelers. Airlines are going to have to pay up if they screw up. The Department of Transportation has issued a new rule requiring airlines to give you an automatic refund if your flight is canceled or delayed by 3 hours or if they lose your bags.
Okay.
All right.
Finally.
How much bread are we talking?
I think whatever, a full refund.
Whatever you paid for the flight.
Oh, so whoever came up with this, you have my vote.
Great idea.
That is a win for once.
Right.
For those who are the airline passengers.
Yep.
So that's good news.
No industry has been bailed out by the consumer more and been absolutely abused by the airlines.
Yeah.
Like they have been bailed out after bailout after bailout, and every time they treat the consumer worse.
The Agriculture Department is ordering the dairy industry to test milk-produced cows for infection from the bird flu.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
this could be an issue with Vermont cheese.
Oh.
And the mac and cheese tomorrow. All right.
Well, this comes after the Food and Drug Administration said Tuesday that samples of pasteurized milk that had been sold in the grocery store tested positive for the virus. Now, they said that through the process of getting the milk ready for store shelves, that you wouldn't be infected.
Uh-huh.
But they were doing further testing.
Okay.
We can hear from Dr. William Schaffner on CBS News.
This is not a matter that the average person need be concerned about regarding their food supply, except perhaps that the price of eggs may go up, which nobody is looking forward to. Eggs are safe. Pasteurized milk is completely safe. You don't have to worry about that. This virus, fortunately, has not yet had the capacity to spread readily from person to person.
Uh-oh. Okay. You know what that means?
What?
Another Cardi B video coming about how expensive eggs are. Love it.
I went on TikTok last night. I couldn't find an answer. Can you wash your milk?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Maybe you can strain it.
Okay.
And Ken right. just sent a text, not going to make it to Vermont, battening down the hatches.
The bland manager's coming tonight, right?
Oh, yep. Excuse me. Social distance, please.
I love partying with Ken. Sometimes Ken lets it rip.
Oh, man. Like, I mean, I saw him one night. He had two Yinglings.
Really?
Yeah.
He was on the wine coolers last time we were out.
He was on the Zimas?
Well, he likes the Bartles and James. But he might go crazy tonight.
Look out. If you're in Keenan, and you see Ken, duck.
Yeah.
Poorhouse tonight, 7 o'clock or so. Draft gets underway at 8. And that place in Keene is Liddy, as Courtney and her friends would say.
And the owners are so nice.
Yeah, great spot.
Yep. Police in Rhode Island released body cam footage yesterday of Malcolm Butler's arrest after the drunk driving charges last month. We have the video for those watching on Twitch, and we have the audio for you listening in your car.
Wait, are you Malcolm Butler, a football player?
Yeah.
I was trying to tell you to get out of the way. You got your license on you, bro?
I gotta see something, man.
Can I get out?
You saw me right there, right? You
see
me?
No, I didn't see. No.
Yeah, we're just gonna go over here, my friend. All right?
Come over here. Okay.
Just so we're out in the middle of the road. No weapons on you, right, bro?
No.
All right. We're gonna go to my car, okay?
Yes, sir.
Should have said, I'll let you go if you tell me what happened in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You're Malcolm Butler, the football player. Okay, tell me what happened, and we'll give you a ride home.
Right. And he was impaired. He would have been much more, you know, he would have been free with the information.
Right, it'd be way easier.
Give him a ride home. And
Malcolm, you want to go to jail or you want to go home? Okay, tell us.
Will he be joining us at the Rhode Island Roadshow? Malcolm Butler?
I hope so.
Okay.
That'd be a good get.
Well, is that the Miller? Is that the guest you got for Courtney?
No, Courtney's going to love her mystery guest when we get. Next week is Rhode Island.
I know. I'm like kind of nervous. I've been racking my brain. There's one person that I really hope it is, but I don't want to say it out loud.
You don't want to say it out loud because that might not make it happen?
Yeah. But it could be her because you said it wasn't her.
1 week from tomorrow, Whalers Brewing Company. And you have a mystery guest, too. There's
I do.
Couple mystery guests.
A couple. Yeah. Like a husband and wife.
Good. All right.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
A bodybuilding couple was arrested for doing a photo shoot outside a strip mall in Miami on Monday afternoon.
Is there anything more Florida than that sentence?
No.
Okay, so they're a bodybuilding couple.
Bodybuilding couple.
Okay, they're doing a photo shoot at a strip mall.
Correct. Right.
Okay.
Yep. Estrella Pereira and Miguez Ruiz were doing the shoot outside Crystal Shop Shopping Center where there is a daycare. Okay, so they're posing outside. Unfortunately, they were posing with an assault rifle. The police got a call from a frantic mother who said that they were pointing the rifle at the daycare. The duo was arrested, charged with aggravated assault with a firearm and exhibiting a firearm on school property.
I love Florida.
Only in Florida.
Insane. Man. Look at her biceps, though. Yeah. She's yoked. Here's Estrella on ABC 10 in Florida.
We're not bad people. We're just in the bodybuilding world. I live in Brickell. I don't even live in that area. And there's no sign that says daycare. I would have never, ever done anything so ridiculous as like this had I known that there was children or any school in the area.
What's the purpose of the
gun
photo shoot? No.
Oh.
Because, you know,
they're trying to get in Bodybuilder Monthly in the magazine.
Oh, and they probably
have an OnlyFans.
But the assault rifles add extra to it. Like, you know what I mean? That's kind of, it's like, there's always like, when you do a photo shoot, I know, Courtney, you've probably done a lot of them, right? There's always a like, all right, we're going to use some props because of this reason. So that's what I want to know. Like, is it like a bodybuilder / assault rifle magazine?
Yeah, I don't understand. Is it like, oh, I'm showing off my guns and my gun?
Oh, good point.
Okay. Could be a good slogan.
All right.
Travel and Leisure released top 25 beaches in the U.S.
Hampton.
Did not make the cut.
Ocean Park?
Did not make the cut.
How many does Massachusetts have?
Massachusetts has one. New England has two.
New England has two. Yep. It's got to be on the Cape.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Where is it?
Old Harbor in Gloucester.
Good Harbor in Gloucester.
All right. The other...
Old Harbor is my beach.
Right, I know. That's
the one that your parents go to in Florida, the new place.
No, Greg. Old Harbor, it's like Air Force One. It's whatever harbor you're at.
Good Harbor is a beautiful beach.
It's a pain to park at, though, if you don't have, you know, residence. Yes.
Can I have one big issue with this list, Courtney? There should not be any lakefront beaches included.
Are there ones?
Yes, Chicago. There are lake beaches in the Travel and Leisure list.
No. Curtis is spot on here.
The other one in New England is a lake.
Where?
Crystal Lake State Park in Barton, Vermont.
What? It's not a beach.
We're going to Vermont tomorrow, so we'll be nice, but...
But like Chicago on Lake Michigan, whatever beach that is on the list. That is not a beach.
It looks gorgeous, though.
But it has to be salt water, right?
Yes.
Nah, I'm with you.
Ocean only.
Myrtle Beach, you know,
I don't think Myrtle Beach made it.
Clearwater Beach in Florida.
I think Clearwater's on there.
Beautiful beach.
Beaches in Key West, I would imagine.
But like Coney Island Beach? No offense, but...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Like,
yeah, I know.
It's like Atlantic City, one of their beaches. Yeah. I'd rather go to Beirut than go to Coney Island.
What about my beloved Old Orchard Beach? Not on the list.
Did not make the list.
Gunkwit's a nice beach.
And they've probably never been to the Brunswick, where we'll be in a few weeks for the road show.
Beautiful beach.
They played cornhole on that beach. It might be on the list.
Mm-hmm. Are you coming to the cornhole tournament this year?
Is that the same weekend?
Yes, it's the Saturday after the road show.
No, I will be in Florida. I will be visiting my mother, unfortunately.
A lot of flex time being utilized on this show.
Well, that's a weekend. I'm leaving after the show Friday. So
I was just informed that somebody is out Monday when we have Gerard Mayo on this show talking draft picks.
Uh-oh, who's out Monday?
Queen Flux is out Monday.
I thought we were having Gerard Mayo on Friday, and that is my mistake.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if Razor will ask Mayo about another continent like Antarctica.
Razor is filling in for you Monday in your absence.
I love that.
So we can
talk
hockey.
Take your flex time.
Well, yeah, we'll send you pictures.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Take it, Courtney. Don't let them shame you.
And now it's fun. With
911. 911, what's your emergency?
The sheriff's office in South Carolina, where I'm actually headed tomorrow after the show, is asking the public to stop calling 911 with noise complaints against the cicadas. They are annoying, the police have better things to do than to get these calls. Here are some residents talking about the noise.
They sound like a buzzing and like a clicking noise.
Like during the day, it just sounds like a high-pitched humming, but at night, it sounds like a jungle.
Exceptionally loud right now. They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
Okay.
What can you do for that?
I mean, it's nature.
Can I tell you what the next thing that happened was? It's not in the story. The police arrived and they called 911 about the loud sirens.
I mean, it happens every whatever it is, 7 years, the cicadas get loud. Yeah. I mean, aren't they rubbing their tentacles together? How does that work? Is that what they're doing?
Yep.
I don't even know. What are they? Insects?
It's like their antennas.
I feel like I'm on The View.
Is it
bad because of global warming? Is that why the cicadas are so noisy?
The new world is that whatever has happened, whatever has always happened over the course of history, that's random and in different years, is always the fault of global warming. Mm-hmm. So, you know, El Nino, global warming, cicadas, global warming.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Courtney, great job on the news this morning.
Thank you so much.
Mike Milbury will join us next after a Bruins win in Toronto. By the way, real quick, because she is so loyal to this program, Maria from Watertown has something to say about last night. Hi, Maria.
Good morning, everybody. I do. Greg, your point about not seeing a response from the Bruins last night, I get what you're saying.
Yes.
But think of the trade-off in responding, right? You take Ryan Reeves off the ice for potentially one of our better players, and that is not an equitable trade-off in my view.
And I said that. You got to, at some point, you get up on them. then somebody's got to run Domi for what he did last night to Jeremy Swayman. Like, I just...
And that opportunity will present, but it's hard to do on away ice because of the whole matchup situation.
Yeah.
And with the coaches that are whining in the media right now, to Coach Montgomery, go whine to your owner and tell him to send the jet to Toronto, pick your boys up, take them home and bring them back. Mm. And Sheldon Keefe, Francis Charron, gift-wrapped 5 penalties to your team,
yeah,
and all but handed you that game. And yet you're crying in the media because you don't have the cojones to call out your players who basically poked the bear and woke up Brad Marchand. So you know what, Sheldon? Go look at your own team before you start pointing fingers at a guy who never gets the benefits of any calls.
I'm still trying to figure out, I've said it 5 times, how, in the playoffs, how do you call roughing on Charlie McAvoy last night? Such a homer call. Ridiculous, Maria.
And if you look at the percentage of that referee's calls on home ice, they get a larger percentage of penalties called in favor of the home team. Guy is a buffoon, a total and utter buffoon. I don't know if somebody got to him in the third period and said, what are you doing? Because this is obvious. They were allowing the Maple Leafs to do whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted. And I have to give credit to the Bruins for maintaining their cool, their composure, and sticking it to them when they needed to stick it to them.
Maria, as always, great call. Will we see you at a road show?
It will likely be later on in the summer. Yes, I'm going to try to get to one,
okay,
after my granddaughter is born.
Oh, all right. Congrats.
Congratulations, Maria.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Maria, thank you.
Best grandma out there.
Mike Milbury coming up right now. Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics lose to the Heat 111-101. The third quarter was when the Heat pulled away in this one, outscoring the Seas 27-18. Jaylen Brown led the way with 33 points. Jason Tatum behind him with 28. The Heat went 23-43 from behind the three-point line. So that series now tied at 1 apiece, headed to Miami. The Bruins, however, come out on top 4-2 in Toronto, going up a game in the series. Brad Marchand scored his 12th game-winning playoff goal in this one, passing Cam Neely for the most in Bruins history. He had 2. The other goals came from Jake DeBrusk and Trent Frederick. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 28 saves in the win. And the Red Sox shut out the Guardians 8-0. Cooper Criswell made his 4th start in his MLB career. He didn't allow a single run over his 5 innings where he struck out 3. Alex Cora was gushing over just about everyone after the win last night on the Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Put some good at-bats. Obviously, hitting the ball out of the ballpark, that's something we're doing. Connor had an excellent game. Abreu, in the first at-bat, set up the tempo for the rest of the night. And, it was a good one. We needed something like that. Coop was amazing. You know, gave us 5. Joely was great. Zach threw excellence. That's probably the best I've seen him in the years I've been here. So, like I said before, we're going to keep going, man. You know, that's who we are. We're going to pitch. We will pitch. And we're playing better defense. The kid at shortstop has done an amazing job slowing everything down. And Pablo had a great game at third, Bobby at first. The double play we turned, I think it was in the 5th inning, right? That was a great play. You know, everybody talks about the struggles in the offense, but defensively, he's really good. So overall, a good one. We got a chance to win this series tomorrow and go home.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Series finale with the Guardians today, 1:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Arcan at 12:10 on the MassMutual pregame show, and then Joe Castiglione and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. It's finally draft day. Join Shime and a bunch of the other guys right here on WEEI from 6 to midnight for the draft party. And the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Drive away in a brand new 2024 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
37 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high is sunny 51.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. EI.
In the league long enough, as you can see, he gets calls. It's unbelievable, actually, you know, how it goes, you know. We got to play through that. You got to play through that stuff. I don't think there's another player in this series that gets away with taking up Bertuzzi's legs the way that he does. There's not one other player in the series that gets away with that, but he does. You know, it's an art, and he's elite at it. Then again, it just depends on
how long the time is left you. Okay, Sheldon. Or should I call you Shelly? Maple Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe. And a lot to talk about with our next guest after last night, including that. Mike Milbury is brought to you this morning by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by findmassmoney.gov, by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Visit timeoutmarket.com, and by John Sewer, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Good morning, Mike Milbury.
Good morning. How are you?
Big win last night.
It was, but before we get to that,
yes?
What do you think Josh Brolin makes for that commercial? I hear that commercial almost every time I turn on the TV or the radio. Mm.
Yes.
I mean, he's got that silky smooth voice.
Yeah, similar. I would say similar money to what the Yodel guy here in Boston makes.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Curtis. You know,
speaking of advertising, they had a close-up of Austin Matthews on the Pittsburgh on the Toronto bench, and on the side of his helmet was Pizza Pizza. Isn't that going a little too far? Pizza on his helmet.
Get that money.
At least they didn't put that on Pat Maroon's helmet.
Hey.
Oh, ouch.
Fat jokes from Shine.
No, it's just a reference to the Jack Edwards joke.
Nothing worse than a reformed fat person.
I love Pat.
There's nothing worse. Shine. Zip it. So I don't know, is Marchand getting calls? I thought it was the other way last night.
I thought the referee just sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was just terrible. I mean, he was, you know, made calls that shouldn't have been made, and he missed calls that should have been made. It was just a poorly officiated game. And yes, on the one goal with Frederick goal, Marchand absolutely ripped out the legs of Bertuzzi, and it didn't make any difference. But the goal actually was a crappy goal. It was short side, and you know, the goaltender missed it completely. But in the middle of the ice, in clear view, it was Bertuzzi getting taken down by Marchand. That's just one of many missed calls in that game by the official, or you know, misplayed situations. He was tough. It was a tough night.
Speaking of Samsonov, we were talking about this earlier. Should it be a penalty in the NHL if a goaltender shakes his mask off to stop play?
Well, yeah, it should be. It should be a delay of game. If he does it intentionally and he's looking for a stoppage, that should be the way it goes.
Mike, when you look at this game through the first three games, what do you think the key is for the Bruins to win this series, that your takeaway from what you've seen so far?
You know, I think they need to get more out of Pastrnak and Zacha. I don't think they played very well. They're both minus players. I think their defense has been a little porous. Lindholm should have had coverage on Bertuzzi coming out of the corner last night on an important goal. They've got to shake that well, they got to shake it down a little bit in the defensive zone. Shattenkirk is getting a lot more ice time than he deserves. This is a guy that's a minus player consistently throughout his career. You know, he's a minus two. He's good on the power play. Keep him on the power play, but don't give me 5-on-5. I think they're a little shaky still 5-on-5. And is there any question who should be the goaltender in game four?
Well, I was going to get to that. I feel like Scheim and I are both on Swayman Island with Wiggy. Mm-hmm. And is it your opinion that you just go forward with him?
I absolutely think so. And you know what? I love what he's saying. You know, when they asked him before game one, if, you know, what do you feel about getting the start? He said, it's about time. And last night I watched him afterwards and he was, you know, he said, I just see the puck. I don't care if it's alternating or not. I just want to be focused in. He's clearly wanting to be the number one goaltender. There's no doubt about it. And the Bruins better be careful, because if they don't give him that opportunity, you know, when he comes to the end of this contract, maybe it's time to look at other options. But I think he's just, when he gets zoned in, and he's zoned in most nights, he's as good as there is.
But Mike, you said in the same breath that he needs to make sure that his body's ready. For a guy that has been able to have that rest in between games to make sure that his body stays fresh,
Courtney is defending that wall when it comes to the rotation.
Yeah, I'd be nervous to see if you just went with him full time that maybe his body would break down more than we think.
It doesn't have to be forever. I mean, if he has a tough time, but right now he's got 2 days off, and that's plenty of time to recover. He's only early mid 20s, and there's no doubt in my mind that he can come back. Almost every goaltender in the playoffs is going to play every game. And Swayman can do it. He's at an age where he can do it. But if he falters, they know they have a great alternative. But I think they should just, you know, go full steam ahead and find a way to keep him in the net. And if something happens, if it starts to stumble, if he looks like he's tired, then they've got another guy to go to.
Mike, when you look at this series, and the thing that I noticed with Toronto is they're very sloppy with the puck, and you're able to capitalize on that win last night and put you up in this series. I think the biggest thing, obviously, in Game 4 is for the Bruins to not allow Toronto to even get a little bit of breath. Even though you did win a game up there, I don't think you give them any confidence at all. Do you agree with that?
I thought they were better in game three with a little bit more pressure, but not enough. I mean, I think they can do better in that department. And you're right. They have to go after it. They can't relax because they won a pivotal game three. They have to go get after game four. And they have to be better in their own zone. They just have to be tighter, make fewer mistakes. You know, last night, Pastrnak on the Nyes goal, the first one, he was back checking and he just decided to go back at the puck carrier in the neutral zone. And who gets the puck? Marner, who was the guy that he was covering. And all of a sudden, the puck's in the back of the net. They can't make sloppy mistakes. They have to stay tight. But the first thing is, and you're right, you know, put the pressure on. If there's a weakness for Toronto, it's their blue line and their goaltending. So get after it.
With Peak being week to week now, they call up Mason Lowry. How do you think that went?
Just so. I mean, and it's a lot of pressure to put on a young kid coming in. He hasn't been with a team for a while, but I thought he was just so. I'm not a huge Grizzly guy, but I think he, in this situation with his experience, would have been a better selection if they could, you know, make it that way. But I thought their defense was just okay last night, and they have some vulnerabilities back there. You know, I've really been disappointed with Lindholm. I mean, I thought he was going to be, at times he's looked like a number one defenseman. Now he looks sometimes like he's lost, and he needs to pick it up. He's a big part of that. He's going to see key moments, and he's got to be good in those key moments.
The Nyes goal, they looked like Geeky was needed to change because they had him out.
Yeah,
there
was nothing to do with that. I heard that on TV, and I said, you're wrong. Pastrnak was at the red line, and he had Marner, and he switched to go back to the puck carrier. He was hunting the puck. It had nothing to do with the change. It had to do with a bad decision by Pastrnak. They had numbers back originally, but when Pastrnak went on a hunt with his posse to get the puck, he left people vulnerable, and that's how it turned into a sort of a 3-on-2, which was not really well played by the Bruins defense, including Shattenkirk.
Mike, you talked about the goalie situation. I've been on one goalie from day one, and I believe that's Swayman, but it seems like, and I don't have confidence in Montgomery to make that decision, it seems like he is going to go with Linus. When you look at that...
Well, where are you getting that from?
I just because of what everything he said, right? I don't think Courtney's brought this up.
I mean, prior to last night's game, I mean, how can you not look at Jeremy Swayman and have a really tough decision to make?
I felt like you could have looked at him after game one and had that same type of decision to make.
Yeah, but you didn't. You at least gave Linus Allmark a game. I mean,
and he looked really good.
He looked good. Curtis said this the other day. Jeremy Swayman looks excellent.
Right. A-plus versus B-plus.
Well, I guess, Mike, my question is that, and I had said this, I think all this does is create more of an issue, the fact that he did rotate the goalies in the first two games.
Yeah, I don't know if they had a game plan. Did they have a game plan going into the playoffs that they were going to rotate? And usually, I mean, last year they started with Allmark first, but this time they went to Swayman. And if they went to Swayman first, does that mean they have more confidence in him in game one than just maybe marginally than Allmark? They go to Allmark. I don't love it. I love the fact that they have two good goaltenders, but especially if I'm Swayman and I'm a young guy that's a young buck that's trying to make a mark here and has played extremely well here down the stretch, you know, it's going to irritate me at some point or another, but he seems to be mature enough to handle it. But, you know, I've been on record that I think they should run with the goaltender if he's got the hot hand. And if something stumbles or if he gets hurt, then great to know that you've got somebody else to rely on. But for me, I'd make that decision and I'd make it clear to everybody. Right now it's a guessing game and everybody's guessing, including maybe not the goaltenders. Maybe they've kept them informed. But it seems to me that if they could go to Swayman for a stretch here, they might find themselves with an A-plus goaltender consistently.
Mike, you're my hockey guru. So, and you have been in these rooms. You've been a coach. You've been a GM. Nobody would know better than you. Do you get any advantage by having the Leafs play a guessing game of whether it'll be Swayman or Allmark in net?
No, none whatsoever. Like, they've seen both goaltenders. It's called videotape. You know, they just run it over and over again whenever they know who's going to be the goaltender. And they should be ready for either one of those two guys. And actually, to be honest with you, there's not much difference in terms of style. They're both sort of controlled goaltenders. Come out to cut down the angle. Don't overplay it. Don't handle it all that much, but handle it okay when they do get their mitts on it. But there's nothing. I don't see any glaring weakness with either goaltender. And like, you know, let's throw it over his glove. He's weak on the blocker side. Shouldn't be any problem getting ready to play whoever goes in goal for the Bruins, because they've seen him enough on tape, if not in person. I know Swayman had most of the games this year against Toronto, but, you know, it's easy enough to find a history of how Allmark plays it.
You and I have been critical of him at times. Is Jake DeBrusk setting himself up here for a pretty good deal here with the Bruins based on his play so far in the playoffs?
I don't know. I mean, does this mean you really trust him? I mean, of all of a sudden now, I guess in key moments, give me a little bit more time with that one and ask me that question in a couple of weeks, because he seems to run hot and then run away. And I don't like that in players. I want my players to be consistent and to be counted on. But he certainly has moments where he makes a big difference. And last night he was one of them.
Mike, you mentioned consistent and relied upon. Danton Heinen, how did nobody sign this guy before the season? He's not a world beater, but he has been essential to the Bruins this entire season. He's played almost every game. He has punched well above his weight class in terms of what you should be asking of him and what he has been doing for you. I mean, that Brad Marchand goal last night was primarily because of what he was able to do in the corner getting that puck. Like, how important has he been for this team?
Oh, he's been extraordinarily important and a great pickup. And he made a great pass to Marchand, who also made a great shot. But how do the Leafs leave Brad Marchand alone 15 feet in front of the goaltender with that, you know, in that situation? It was remarkable. But Heinen has been terrific. Frederick has been terrific. I mean, both of those guys are playing, you know, I think at a level that nobody expected them to. And credit to the scouting staff of the Bruins for picking Heinen back up and giving him an opportunity. Sometimes when you get that opportunity and your confidence grows – you all of a sudden start to blossom as a player. It seems to be the case here with Danton Heinen.
Jim Montgomery had an issue pregame with the amount of time they have to spend in Toronto.
Oh, come on. Stop it. Jesus. I mean, there's great restaurants there. A lot of these guys are from Toronto. They have family there. You know, take them on a day trip if you want. I mean, it's just, that's just ridiculous.
Okay.
I heard Toronto's a beautiful place. I've never been there.
Uh-huh.
That's where Drake's from, and he talks highly about it.
You know, you need a passport. I don't know if you know that about going,
I have
to,
a passport.
Going to other countries.
Well, if you don't want to go to Canada to see Drake, you can have a Boston cream yodel from Drake's cake.
All right, Mike Milbury. Well, the Bruins have they've gotten home ice back. So,
yeah, a great chance here for them. Don't just let it slip away. I mean, an opportunity to get a stranglehold on this and maybe close it out at home, and then he'll have more complaints about time off at the end of the series.
All right, that's Mike Milbury. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, see you, kids.
All right, Mike Milbury, every Thursday on this radio station, on this show. We are headed to New Hampshire for a pregame tonight at the Poorhouse in Keene.
Yep.
See you there around 7. Wiggy will be enjoying the wings, I would assume, prior to that, or we'll be right at 7.
No, I think it might be. I'll try to get there, a little bit earlier. So,
okay.
You know,
Mrs. Wiggins coming on this one?
I believe she is. I'm not 100% sure yet.
Okay. So
I'll figure that
out. Right.
You know?
Santo coming on this one?
Santo cannot come on this one. Mm. He's giving Harry to his mother tomorrow morning before our flight.
Pudge coming on this one?
James is actually taking classes at Keene State right now, so he'll be right there.
All right. Well, we can't wait. Tomorrow morning, Stone Church in Brattleboro. If you need any information on the upcoming road shows, you can get it on the social media for this show. On Instagram, the Greg Hill Show, WEEI. Give us a follow there. You can see where every road show is and see where every pregame is for the road shows. Roadshows presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time, New England, and by Harbor One Bank.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How locked in have you seen Swayman be in these two starts that he's gotten?
He's been terrific. Like, I just love his compete level and his quickness, right? Like, I mean, there's... When it went 3-2... Right after that, there was a barrage of, like, rebounds. I think, if I'm remembering correctly, Bertuzzi had two of the chances. But there was two more, it seemed like. And he was just square to puck, and he's fighting, and he finds it. Like, it inspires the bench.
That's Jim Montgomery on Jeremy Swayman. And the barrage, I think, is because Wotherspoon gave the puck away, gave the puck to them in front of the net 12 times last night, Chime.
Yeah, the guy was basically playing on one leg, though. He took a slap shot off the inside of the knee to start the game. That was tough.
God. But Bruins win, and I guess if you're Jim Montgomery, you got a decision to make.
If you could bet, which direction you think he goes in? I'm thinking he goes Linus.
Yeah, unfortunately, Wiggy, I think you're right.
You do?
Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
I think it should absolutely be Swayman with the amount of rest you're getting here, but I think they'll go Linus at least for game 4.
Courtney's right. He's already, like, basically, he's already said, you know what, I'm going down this road. I don't think he can turn back or get off now, especially after the way Linus played in game 2. He wasn't like Linus was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't agree with it, but I just think that he's letting the pressure get to him of his decision.
This is Art from Walpole. What's up, Art?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
I think that they should keep Swayman incredibly fresh by alternating the goalies. I think his game last night was a function that he didn't have to go 2 nights ago. I love the idea that I think it's a contemporary way of looking at things. If you have 2 studs, you got to use them both. Yeah, I mean, we all kind of feel that Swayman should be the guy the next time, but if I were him, keep this guy, keep them rotating. Keep Swayman as your absolute unstoppable ace when you have to go to a game 7, and just keep it going, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just, the way he's played in these 2 games, I don't know how he is not your starting goaltender going forward.
He owns this team, too. Like, he is 5-0 against them.
He hasn't lost to them.
Yeah,
this season.
Owns them. I don't understand how, like, if you want to restart the rotation in the next series, fine. But against the Leafs, like, you have to go with Swayman.
This is Mark from Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I got a group on Facebook, a Bruins group on Facebook, a couple of 100 people, and, like, half of them are all saying, you got to stay with Swayman, you got to stay with Swayman. I'm like, what part of rotation do you people not understand? This is just not the coach's decision. This is also the goaltender's decision. They want to do this. They've done it all year. They don't want to mess it up.
No, listen to Swayman after the game,
Mark. Yeah, I disagree with that.
Listen to what he said. He does not want it to happen.
Do you have that, Shine? Mark, listen to this.
Okay.
I think, you know, for me personally, I don't want rest. I just want to keep playing. I think no matter when I get the call, whether, again, it's back-to-back or every other game, I want to make sure my body's ready and I'm ready to perform at my best.
He thinks there's a chance that it's back-to-back.
Yeah.
So nothing is set in stone. Nothing was set in stone.
He don't want to rest. And he wants to play.
He doesn't want to rest, Mark.
Well, everybody wants to play. We know that. But that is the plan. And they're both fine with it. I mean, it's been said, it's been out in the public that they were both fine with it.
That's what they want you to believe. But when you hear them, if he was fine with it, he would go, you know what? Hey, I got no issues with it. Let Linus.
Right. It's the plan.
Yeah.
He would have just said it's the plan.
This is a 20-something-year-old kid that's full of piss and vinegar, and of course he's going to say that.
Yeah. But I'm
going to be honest with you guys.
I'm with Mark, too. Why would he say it's the plan when his coach isn't saying it's the plan?
So let's get this straight. You believe, and this is what I don't get, that a professional athlete that is a competitor, that we hear from Swayman and loves to compete, wants to go, okay, I don't mind sitting.
Yeah, I think that he wants to compete. He loves to compete.
So
but at the
why
same
not
time,
say that?
Because at the same time, he understands how good it's been on his body.
But why,
like,
not
both
just
goalies
say that?
Have different views, right? We heard Lena say, I think everyone deserves equal playing time. And Swayman says, I don't want rest. I want to play.
Right, so why not Swayman just say what Lena says?
Also, just to be clear, I'm not Cam Neely or Don Sweeney or Jim Montgomery. I'm a fan. I'm allowed to change my opinion. Like, somebody on the text line is like, Greg, before the series started, you want to stick with the goalie rotation. I did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how great Jeremy Swayman was going to look. I didn't know until I saw game 1.
One thing, Greg, and it's a good lesson for life, the people that are mad at others for evolving with a thought are always looking up at them. If that makes sense.
I like evolving my thought.
And I'm pissed. I've been trying to join Mark and Medford's Facebook Bruins group for 2 years, and he won't let me in it.
Even Montgomery
Are you in any Facebook groups, Curtis?
Yes. premature balding bad guys.
I feel like you're probably still in the Dover town Facebook.
Oh, no. The second I went to Rivers, I was persona non grata in Dover. But Dover, it's like a cult. Everybody I grew up with still, like, get lunch every day.
What's the average age?
You're 40. What are you doing?
In a Facebook group.
Yeah.
I'm in a bunch of Facebook groups.
Really?
Yeah, for, like, podcasts.
I don't even have a Facebook anymore.
Yeah, I mean, really? How old are you? I mean, like, that was for my mother and them. But even Montgomery said it and talked about how...
For your mother? I don't think your mother and her friends were on Facebook.
Yes, they were.
Like, my grandmother's on it, but, like, she just got on. It was really, it was for my generation, me and Chime's generation.
Yeah, in the beginning, but, like, within the last 5 years, Facebook is for...
It's such a boomer thing.
Yeah, it's for people in their 60s
and 70s. It's for old ladies. Nobody's on it.
No, it's for old guys, too. As Mark has pointed out efficiently, it is for any boomer, male or female.
Nobody's on Facebook except for old ladies and Johnny Egan.
No way.
I like following along with Johnny Egan.
You might have started there like everybody else, but...
My favorite thing about Facebook is how people think they can get people they've known their whole life to think different politically. Like, I think that's
Courtney, how are you going to handle the government's ban on TikTok? You going to be okay?
If it happens, it happens. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I'm more of an Instagram girl anyway.
Curtis, is amazing that I saw this yesterday. All those members of Congress who were recently able to invest in Meta. Obviously having no idea that TikTok was going to be banned. I mean, pretty amazing. having the forethought to invest in Meta.
It's amazing how people who make $120,000 annually leave office with $20 million.
Is that not an SEC violation?
Yeah.
Nope.
Not with it. No, nope. They get insider trade all day long. Who's that pompous lady that went to jail? Martha Stewart. She goes to jail, but, you know, Nancy Pelosi just builds a new mansion.
Nancy Pelosi's worth like $100 billion. Yes. I'm exaggerating, but
Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi could buy the Patriots and the Red Sox.
Instagram's all different now, too. It now is like Meta AI. If you do anything in your search bar, it'll like give you weird things back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've changed the whole format.
All right.
I noticed that.
Anyway, let me get to Gary from Rhode Island, where we will be next Friday for roadshow number 2 at Whalers in South Kingstown. Hello, Gary.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
I just want to say Swayman's the guy. I don't know how people are saying save Swayman for game 7 with this rotation. If he loses a game, you go to him. I mean, you change it up, but until he loses, you stick with him. The only way they score is if it hits off our guy and goes in.
Yeah, that was the way it was last night.
I mean, even Montgomery said it, like how great he was.
Yeah.
Like, and how what he was able to do for the morale on the bench. So I don't get your praising a guy that's so good and is like, you know, seeing the puck, and then you go, all right, we're going to take him out.
We're going to sit him on the bench. All right. It is draft day, finally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Grecian Foye coming up from Detroit at 10 with everything that is going on there as we inch closer to the draft. And, of course, we will watch it with you tonight at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire. And that is pregame for Roadshow number 1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.